You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. And, of course, we want to welcome in the two new stations from last week. In Grand Junction, Colorado, KNZZ, 1100 on the AM, and in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, KGLN, AM 980. Thanks for joining us, and I always give a throw out to my favorite station. It's my favorite because my mother-in-law occasionally listens to us on it, WTIS in Tampa. And of course, we're now on TuneIn as well as iHeart Radio Talk. So you can get us virtually any place on the planet, certainly any place the internet is, on RadioMD.com. Great stories this week. We go over the top medical news stories of the week, as well as in this half hour, in this hour, we have Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic, What's Not. And in the next half hour, we have wonderful Dr. Arthur Perry, who's a great plastic surgeon. Really is a skilled plastic surgeon, and I know him for probably 40 years now. But Arthur Perry is going to talk to us about tattoos and what's hiding behind them, what you need to know about tattoos, and also he's going to talk about what should a facial do. There's a snail facial and a bird poop facial. What's the story on all these weird facials? Do they do any good? Are they anything special? Gary Ginsberg will talk to us about the Colorado West Nile outbreak and what it's doing, what you have to do if you're going to receive or get a transfusion or give a transfusion. Also, he's going to talk about a very interesting thing, Zilmax. What's in your beef? What is Zilmax and why is it in your beef and is it a problem? And also, how to keep triclosan. That's the antibiotic that's been shown to have a problem associated with it, and we'll go over what the problem is with Gary Ginsberg, as well as how to keep it out of your kid's hand. Right now, I want to go over a couple of the top medical news stories of the week before the break. A new sign of stimulants toll on the young. The number of young adults taken to the emergency room after taking Adderall, Ritalin, or other stimulants has quadrupled in recent years. Quadrupled, gone up fourfold. If you will, the number of emergency room visits related to the stimulants from 18 to 34 years of age, in meaning not the stimulants, but the people 18 to 34 who've shown up in emergency rooms, from 5,600 to 23,000 in 2011. That's just in 6 years, from 5,600 in 2005. It's part of a broader pattern of negative health effects from prescription drug use across America, if you will. And this is the amazing thing, 67% of them, they weren't their prescription. They got the Adderall or the Ritalin from a friend or relative. 17% of them bought them, 50% got them free. Don't give your drugs away. And in fact, steroids and opioids are some of the others. Maybe the Major League Baseball's cracking down on performance-enhancing drugs will crack down on this as well. It isn't that it is related to energy drinks, but that's the other problem that has been brought up in the emergency rooms for our youth. That is, the energy drinks, when combined with alcohol, make you think you're not drunk when you are, and you can take a lot more in. And there are overdoses from alcohol from this. The second one, I think, is a related story. Gupta apologizes for his stance on medical marijuana. He was very negative on it. There's no doubt medical marijuana for the person with chronic pain, for some specific syndromes, for the patient with chronic cancer who needs to eat more, very specific and important. For leisure time use, I'm not so sure. But it certainly doesn't look like it's more problem than alcohol. but we've got to obviously license it and get it pure. And the other thing I want to caution against is smoking it. Smoking it, one joint gives you four times the lung damage of a cigarette. So if you're doing it regularly, it's worse. It makes your lungs bad, and it, in fact, increases your risk of not only lung cancer, but of bladder cancer, of erectile dysfunction, of all those things that tobacco does. So don't take it that way. Take it in pills, or, if you will, sniff it, or have it in brownies if you're one of those with a prescription for medical marijuana. So it's probably not as addictive as any of the other drugs, but it is that are Schedule 1. It shouldn't be Schedule 1. It probably should be Schedule 2 or 3. But in addition, which just means it's not as addictive as many of the other things, it has benefit, but only for specific conditions. Another story, top story this week, the epidemic of poor dental hygiene in nursing homes. Why is this important? Because it increases the risk of stroke. It increases the risk of dementia. And in fact, getting rid of the dental problem, that is the dental infection, often makes mental function better and often cures a lot of other things, such as type 2 diabetes. So the message is, if you have a relative in a nursing home, have their teeth evaluated, get their teeth taken care of, brush their teeth when you're there if you can help them do that. In 24 homes in Wisconsin, 31% had teeth broken to the gums with visible roots, 35% had substantial oral debris and periodontitis. In Kansas, it's even worse, but it's the same type of problem, so it is an important one. Probably the article that caught my eye, other than the one on sugar and prostate cancer, and what we said about that one, is there, if you have a higher blood sugar level than normal, it turns on genes in prostate cancers, probably in breast cancers, that make them more active and more lethal. So giving a drug that decreased blood sugar routinely to patients with prostate cancer decreased their death rate by 25% for every 6 months it was given. The drug, your doctor will know it, is metformin or glucophage, which lowers blood sugar. Conversely, increasing blood sugar levels increase metastases and increase death and pain from this. And what's found for prostate cancer usually comes to breast cancer and vice versa. How do you keep your blood sugar low? Get a healthy fat, such as 6 walnuts or 12 almonds or 20 peanuts, 30 minutes before you're going to eat. That slows your stomach from emptying. Since blood sugar is absorbed in the intestine, you're much less likely to have a higher blood sugar level because you slow your stomach from emptying. And since sugar is absorbed in the intestine, you don't absorb it as fast. The other thing is to cut out added sugars, added syrups, and any grain but 100% whole grain. So that ice cream cone, not only the saturated fat in it can be hurting your arteries, but in fact the sugar causes cancers to grow faster. I wanted to tell Warren Buffett, who bought part of Coca-Cola and loves to show that he drinks Coca-Cola, that Coca-Cola is probably making his prostate cancer grow much faster since he had radiation therapy for it. Next, the last story, I'm going to cover this half hour before we get Gary Ginsberg on, and Gary's top, if you will, what's toxic and what's not, great segment that's coming up, is if you're in need of a new hip, should you go to Denmark for it? It's much cheaper there. In Denmark, the average cost, this is a top New York Times article, you can get it from New York Times last Sunday, the cost of in Denmark was around, I think, $11,500, even when you got the airplane flight thrown in. In the United States, the average cost is someplace over $30,000. I know that it's billed as $100,000 to $150,000, but in fact, the cost is less than that because we only get paid part of what we bill. Interestingly, the replacement companies, that is the joint replacement companies for the devices, charge much more even though the devices are made in the U.S. We'll be back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to Parents Guide. cordblood.org to learn more.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at radiomd.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Fantastic show so far, but it's coming up even better because we've got Dr. Gary Ginsberg from the Connecticut Department of Public Health, whose great website, whatstoxic.com. He has a segment with us, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary, what about schools and what about mold? I heard a story this week about mold in schools. What do parents have to worry about now? More than food.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't want to eat moldy bread, that's for sure. But you also don't want to send your kid to a moldy school. And in the summertime, sometimes some parts of the school, some classrooms aren't getting a lot of use. They may be shut down. The air may not be properly dehumidified and conditioned. And so schools have had to learn the hard way that they have to have the at least some minimal air conditioning and dehumidification going. And if they don't, the kids may be going back to moldy floors, moldy desks, moldy walls. We've actually seen this in Connecticut from all the humidity we can get here in the Northeast. So what my message to parents and to school administrators and teachers, make sure that your school building, especially this time of the year in August, if you want to have that evergreen school, you want the school to be mold-free. You don't want the kids going back and becoming allergic to their classroom, and that means having some dehumidification going, some ventilation going in those rooms. Mold loves stagnant air. Mold loves damp air. Mold loves carpeting and wallboard. So schools can be a target this time of the year.
So if your kid, and the symptom you see is your kid is allergic, your kid comes home with runny nose or runny eyes, red eyes.
Yeah. They feel worse at school and better at home. But, of course, a lot of kids hate school, so they're going to feel worse at school. But also, if the child is complaining of health symptoms that are consistent with mold, take a walk into their classroom and sniff around and look around. Mold is usually fairly obvious. It's fuzzy. It stains the walls. You may smell a musty odor. The teachers will usually be onto it as well. They don't want to be in a moldy classroom.
Now, what's this drug called Zilmax doing in most beef? I heard that Zilmax is in, 90% of our beef?
Yeah, in this country, Mike, they've banned it in Europe and Japan. But our beef producers, at least the big ones, the big commercial ones, are using supplements like Zilmax. It's not a hormone. I mean, we normally think of, the steroids that beef up, the androgenic steroids, like what A-Rod is accused of beefing up the cattle so that they are bigger and heavier when they go to slaughter. But in this case, it's a beta agonist. So it's something that some people are taking as a heart medicine or as an anti-asthma medicine in people. It could be used in animals to beef them up. And, Mike, you're the doctor here. Explain to us why a beta agonist would beef up a cow.
Yeah, well, it increases the blood glucose level. So yeah. That glucose goes into fat, so you get more marbling and a bigger animal.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense. So they actually put a drug. Now, this actually has a short term, meaning when it's exposed to air, it no longer is very effective. But it stays in the muscle and in the fat. It probably still has some effect on us humans.
Yeah, there's probably some dose that's coming through the animal into the beef. That's not the reason why Tyson Foods in particular has announced that they're stopping it. It's bad for the animal. So the animals get this at the end, let's say 2 months before slaughter, to beef them up and put on an extra 30 or 40 pounds. And by the time they get to slaughter on this drug for 2 months, they may be falling down. They may be having all sorts of side effects from it. So Tyson has stopped it. But the other major beef makers are still using it. So, just a heads up about sometimes it really is good to think about where you're sourcing your meat from. The smaller farm-to-table type of producers are probably not using this. Organic meats probably would not be using this kind of drug, which there's real humane issues about this.
Now, we also have a problem with Colorado, since we are carried by two wonderful stations, newly carried by two wonderful stations in Colorado, that Colorado had a case of West Nile virus causing a death. What's this all about?
Yeah, a blood transfusion. And, this really surprised me. I didn't know that West Nile virus could be transmitted through, tainted blood. But a guy who donated blood nine times, get you, nine different times in the last couple of years, but one of his blood samples was near a time when he was infected with the West Nile virus, and that West Nile virus was screened for by the cross, and they did not detect it. It was, if it was there, it was at a low enough level. Yet going from the donor to the new host, that blood, that West Nile virus, grew out into a full-blown fulminant infection. Probably the person that was getting it, I believe, had cancer and was immunocompromised, and that finished him off. And so none of the other nine blood donations by this particular donor caused West Nile virus. But I guess the message to the general public on this, and this is West Nile virus time of the year, by the way, at least where I live in Connecticut, because the mosquito populations are at their peak in August. And so if you think that you've recently had West Nile virus, you probably don't want to give blood.
And now West Nile virus for most people is just a flu-like illness.
Yes.
It's not the one that kills you or that debilitates your brain. That occurs rarely.
Yeah, that's equine encephalitis, Mike.
But, well, there are two. The more common West Nile, in fact, just causes a flu-like illness. Is that correct?
Right, except if you're immunocompromised. So the very old or the very young could succumb to it because they may have trouble fighting it. If you don't have an immunity to it and you're older, you may not build up an immunity fast enough to fend off the virus. And, there have been a number of deaths in a number of states just from something that's a relatively simple virus for most of us to fend off.
Now, another top, if you will, item is that triclosan has been associated with kids' problems. What problem does triclosan give?
Yeah, well, this is one of those emerging contaminants, and I think it's emerging partially from marketing of antibacterial. Some of the big companies are capitalizing on our fear of bacteria factor. Everybody wants to be all sterile and not be exposed to any germs, the germaphobe factor. And so triclosan has gotten itself, this is a chemical, it's got a lot of chlorine molecules on it, which are fairly, make a molecule very reactive. So it's good at killing bacteria, but it's also good at reacting with parts of our body that we don't really need to have hit on by extra chlorine. And triclosan has been found to be anti-thyroid. It's also found to be promoting asthma and respiratory problems in children. Some new epidemiology, some basic research in animals has been showing this now. And so my general message is, the less exposure of children to triclosan, the better. And one obvious place that parents can try to safeguard their children from this antibacterial chemical is in toothpaste. So it's not in kids' toothpaste. They don't put it into kids' toothpaste, but it is in some adult version.
Read the label on toothpaste. If it's got triclosan on it, probably you as well as your kid want to avoid it. Do floss. Do see a dental professional every 6 months. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, great segment. We'll be right back with Dr. Perry. He's going to talk about tattoos and the new facials on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and someone has already emailed me and asked, what's the tip at the end of the hour, this hour? I don't know whether they're thinking about leaving early, but don't. This one is the fruit that keeps your blood sugar low. The fruit that keeps your blood sugar low. We've been talking all afternoon or all evening or whatever it is about the reason to keep your blood sugar low is to decrease the risk of metastatic or lethal prostate cancer and probably breast cancer, and even starting them. It appears that breast cancer and prostate cancer are activated by blood sugar, so keeping them low, very important. But someone who always keeps my blood sugar low because he's so soothing, should I get a facial? Well, in fact, his father, I think it's his father, emailed me, he's 90 years old, and said, how come Arthur talks about giving facials to women? Doesn't he care about you guys and us guys? Should I get a facial? Arthur, your father's 90, and I'm clearly over the age of 60. I'm 67. Should we get facials? And what is this about this weird type of facial, a snail facial, a bird poop facial? What's going on? What does a facial do? And how often should one have it? And should men have it as well as women?
Well, Mike, the whole idea of a facial is actually a little confusing. It really is. Because what is a facial? It can't be agreed upon by anyone. And if you look at different definitions and procedures, every esthetician will do a little bit of a different variation of a facial. And it has become as much of an art as it is, I hate to call it a science, Mike, because it really, really isn't a science. But what is a facial? So women out there know what facials are, and some men. It's a skin cleaning procedure. That's what it's designed to do, to make your skin look better, to rejuvenate your skin, to clean the oils and the dirt from your skin, to get rid of the rough skin from the surface.
Well,
that's what it's supposed to be.
Does it cause the skin to renew itself? In other words, you've often talked about exfoliation, which does a facial cause exfoliation? Exfoliation is where you take the top layer off and cause more new skin to be born. Is that what a facial does?
Well, that's part of it. Yes. Yes. Exfoliation is a significant part of most facials. That is, and remember, exfoliation can be as simple, it can be mechanical. A washcloth is exfoliation, a loofah pad, or microdermabrasion. We talked about that last week. And then there's chemical exfoliants. So things, all those fruit acids, remember Cleopatra? You remember her, you said you're 67, right? Cleopatra, well, she's 2000, right? How old is would Cleopatra be? But she's the one that popularized the milk baths, right? Milk baths had lactic acid in them. That's what's in milk. The lactic acid is one of the fruit acids, and it functions to separate the junctions between cells. It loosens the cells so that the cells can actually exfoliate, come off the body. So lactic acid is in milk. That's those milk baths that are ages old. And then there's things like glycolic acid and lactic acid.
So
other types
almost
of fruit
all
acids,
of these
they,
facials
they
have
thing.
Almost all of the facials have a dilute acid with them. Is that right?
Most of them, yes, most. And they have all sorts of stuff. So here's where the mysticism comes in. If you look at the procedures that these ladies do, and it's almost all ladies, you know, they open the pores and they close the pores and they exfoliate and they this and they that, and it becomes a mystical episode, and it's enjoyable for most women. But here's the catch. Here's the catch. They've actually studied this. They've studied facials, and they found there's one study I came across that 72% of women that had facials, that's a huge percentage, 72 developed an acne breakout after each and every episode, every one of the facials. Now, why would that be? It sounds counterintuitive. The reason for it, Mike, is if you count up the number of chemicals that women's skin is exposed to during a facial, it's in the many hundreds, because they use this cream and that steam thing and a gel and a,
so
you know,
it's not a,
women,
it's
you
not
know
a
exactly
simple,
what I'm
it's not
about.
A simple exfoliation with just, for example, milk.
That's right. Or like microdermabrasion, a simple exfoliation, or plain old glycolic acid, which you can buy in skincare products at the 7% concentration, is an excellent exfoliant. So the facials is sort of the way they're done and how they're done. They're mystical, and turns out, in my opinion, they actually do more harm than good. But the news, Mike, in New York City, which I came across, this is unbelievable. They actually do, for $180, Mike, $180, you can take your $180 and buy a bird poop facial. That's the official name. With the Asian nightingale, right, that beautiful little bird, they import the bird excrement. How's that? And they mix
it
with rice
bran.
You're
not serious about this.
I am serious, Mike. And you know why? Because there's a, you remember what's in bird poop, shall we say that word? It's there's urea, just like we have different forms of urea. And urea is an exfoliant, and that's where it comes from, I believe. $180 a pop for this stuff, and the purveyors of this salon, the people who run this salon in Manhattan, they say, no, it's imported Asian nightingales. We will not use pigeon stuff from Central Park. No, not us. Although I can't see that there would be a difference. I wouldn't want that. The other one, Mike, the other facial, these are the weirdest facial categories. In Tokyo, and I know you've had this one, the snail facial. If you go on the internet, you can actually see the pictures of the snail facial. They actually take live snails, and then after about 45 minutes, they're crawling around your face. And you know what snails do if they're on an aquarium. They will leave a trail of mucus, of this slime. And the slime has stuff in it, Mike. It's got proteins and antioxidants, allegedly. There's supposedly hyaluronic acid. But you know what, Mike? There's also schistosomiasis in snails and other diseases. And even these, they're called virginal snails.
I'm getting a little sick. Now, wait a second. What do you mean by there's schistosomiasis in it?
Well, I'm not saying there really is, but we know that snails are carriers of schistosomiasis, a disease. What do you do? Do you examine the snail beforehand? Give them a little course of an antiparasitic or antibacterial? I don't think so. I think they plop them right on your face and let them run around. It's all pretty crazy and expensive, very expensive. It's $245 in Tokyo for a snail facial. Can you imagine that? I know you're going to go there and get it, Mike.
Yes, I definitely. Since you told me I shouldn't have a facial at all, I'm not sure I'm going there. Now, what about just doing shaving? That is a razor. I saw in one of the articles earlier this year showed that women were getting, quote, razor or shaving facials, if you will, exfoliation with a razor. Is that as good as one of these facials?
Well, it's different. It'll exfoliate the rough skin. Women, however, don't like the idea of using a razor on their face. They actually think the myth of hair growing coarser after shaving is out there. It's not true, of course. There's no problem shaving the rough skin of the face, and it also gets that little peach fuzz off the face. So it's very reasonable to exfoliate, but we have better ways, Mike. Just a washcloth soap and maybe a glycolic acid wash. That's it. That's all women need. They don't have to do all these other things.
So now, when you have all these other potential things, you know, as you said, the bird poop facial, et cetera, what should one watch out for if you're going to think remotely about doing this? Is this really just wallet biopsies, meaning that whoever is giving you the facial is just biopsying your wallet, or are there real reasons to have these crazinesses?
We're running out of time, but the real answer is, Mike, I actually think facials are more harmful than good, and I would not recommend a facial.
We're going to come back and talk about tattoos and them hiding something. What can you do for your tattoo? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most.
Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can find all 12 years, it'll be 12 years in September, of our shows back on RadioMD.com. We're also on iHeartRadio Talk. You can put us on your daily pulse or just listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Again, you can access us. I often listen to the show 2 or 3 days later to see what I've done wrong and right, especially with Arthur Perry. Dr. Perry is here. And Arthur, what do tattoos hide that's problematic?
Well, you know, Mike, tattoos are so popular now. If you go to the beach, any beach in the United States, I was at the Jersey Shore just a week ago, and I think we've passed the tipping point. We're over 50% of people at the beach. It's unbelievable. But there's all sorts of issues with tattoos. We're not going to get into all those today.
Is that just the Jersey beaches? Are people saner in other places?
I don't know. You know, unfortunately, I'm at the Jersey Shore, so that's where I go to work on my tan. No, I don't work on my tan. You know that, but I don't know.
You might test your tan blocker, though. You do have a new tan blocker coming out next year. For now, you've got something called Nighttime, right?
Well, nighttime is the night, but daytime is the SPF 20 I have for the face. That's already out, so that's out this year. Next year, we've got
sun time. If people want to see you testing it, how would they go about testing it on themselves? There's a website, drperrys.com, right?
That's correct.
P-E-R-R-Y-S. And is it D-R or D-O-C-T-O-R? Yes.
You know, Mike, actually either will work, but we like to say it's drperrys.com.
And the phone number is 855-940-1900?
There's a 1900? Yeah, let's use 1900 for the show. 1900.
Okay.
So that's how ladies and gentlemen can order.
But anyway, forgetting that for a moment, what is the problem with tattoos? Other than they're a temporary...
Other than the obvious.
Other than the obvious is, of course, they're a permanent reflection of a temporary feeling.
Well said. That's right. And even worse, Mike, is when a tattoo is put on over a mole. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Tattoo artists, they really don't care about moles. I mean, you have to understand the training of a tattoo artist. And, you know, there no college degree, no medical degree or anything like that. There, it's a trade. And some of these guys are incredible artists. They're excellent at what they do, if that's what you like to do. But many tattoo artists do not understand what happens when you put a tattoo over a mole. It's a very dangerous practice, and it happens all the time. So there was a paper that was published in JAMA Dermatology a week or so ago. It's a very prestigious dermatology journal. And there was a 29-year-old guy in Germany who went into a clinic to have his tattoo removed by laser. So the dermatologist said, well, you've got a mole within this tattoo. Let's get rid of that first. And the guy refused and then went through dozens and dozens of laser treatments to remove the tattoo. Mike, 43, which I've never heard of. That's a new indoor world's record. 43 treatments. And then the dermatologist said, you know what? It's been 7 years of treatments, 43 treatments. You still have that mole, and it's not looking good. You got to take it off. So finally, the guy said, all right, I'll take off the mole. Turned out to be a melanoma. And, you know, it was a mid-level melanoma. The prognosis of melanoma is directly related to how thick it is. So this guy was relatively lucky because it wasn't real thick. Amazingly, even with that, he refused the treatment, which is a wide excision. We have to really get around these things. But this was published, and the lesson, the dermatologist said, well, we learned our lessons. We're never going to remove tattoos unless someone agrees to have the mole taken off. But better, if you're listening and you've got a mole, don't have a tattoo over it, because you cannot follow the progress of the mole, whether or not it is turning into a melanoma. And there is some evidence
and that's really
that
important
the toxic
because,
dyes.
That's really important because a lot of tattoo artists will work the mole into the tattoo design to kind of hide the mole at the same time. And that's a bad practice because you want to be able to follow the mole.
Absolutely. And you lose the ability by clinical examination, and you even lose the ability by what's called dermoscopy, which is kind of like a microscope for the skin with that looks at moles even intact on your body. There's also evidence, Mike, that the tattoo pigment itself can change moles. It's not strong evidence, but it's a suspicion by dermatologists that the actual tattoo pigment is toxic to the mole and can induce a transformation to the mole. And there's also some evidence that the laser treatments themselves can stimulate melanoma formation in a mole. There's a lot of bad things out there. So this is an important paper. To me, to be honest, it really took a lot of guts for the dermatologists to publish this because, you know, I personally think it was a mistake to do what they did anyway, you know, to go ahead and despite the fact that the guy had a bad-looking mole, they went ahead and did all these treatments. I would have said, you know what? Come back if you get the mole taken off, and then we'll start the laser treatments. You know, you have to have that kind of responsibility. But interesting story, Mike. Back to you.
And this is the Real Age Tip of the Week now. The fruit that fights high insulin, high sugar levels, and metabolic syndrome. There's a tart and juicy breakfast fruit that might help keep your blood sugar in check, and that's important for decreasing the risk from prostate and breast cancer, and maybe others. And it helps keep metabolic syndrome in check. We're talking about grapefruit. In a large study, obese people who ate half a fresh grapefruit before meals showed improvement in two important measures related to metabolic syndrome: weight and insulin response. Not only did the grapefruit eaters shed pounds, but their insulin resistance improved too, meaning their blood sugar stayed lower. Metabolic syndrome is bad news for your body. It's characterized by a combination of five serious health problems that can jack up your risk for heart disease and diabetes. Insulin resistance, where the body fails to use insulin properly, is one of the more serious markers because it can lead to high blood sugar and type 2 diabetes. High blood pressure, unhealthy LDL cholesterol levels, high blood sugar, and abdominal obesity, that is, obesity or fat in your visceral area, in your abdominal area, make up the rest of the formula for the metabolic syndrome. So here's the happy news. You can improve that by moving along, being regular with your meals, and eating monounsaturated fat first in the meal. The benefit? Reducing your risk of diabetes, priceless. Thanks for listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show today. We'll be back with a new show next week. Thanks to all of our guests, Sona for great engineering on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.